Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Charles. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to discuss Tim Pool and the possibility that he's going his own way. A while back, I received an email from someone watching the TimCast IRL show where he was on with Michaela Peterson, Jordan Peterson's daughter, and he mentioned on the show out of nowhere that the MGTOW subreddit had been banned in passing. Both Lydia Smith, one of his regular co-hosts, as well as Michaela, said that's too bad or something along those lines, most likely just humoring him while laughing like a banshee on the inside. The men going their own way finally lost their voice. Tim might have been trying to push Michaela's buttons because her father took an anti-MGTOW stance once, calling us weasels, probably to shame us for not staying on the plantation. There's a chance that Tim was actually trying to get Peterson's opinion out through her. Also, I made a video criticizing her for chasing a bad boy alpha, while her ex at the time that she had a kid with was a skinny guy that was busy doing a huge chunk of the work for her father and she was in charge of it. Last I heard, they got back together. Tim Pool has also mentioned before that he's been looking for a traditional arrangement in a relationship where there would be a traditional division of labor. The woman would take care of the house and kids and he would bring home the bacon. He's a workaholic and doesn't have the means to raise a family with regards to time because of his workload, but he has the financial means. It's not just producing his many videos a day, which probably takes up 4 to 5 hours, at least, but it's also the prep and research and surfing the web for hours on end each day, looking for newsworthy stories and content. The MGTOW subreddit did a lot of work for me, and maybe he pulled some stories about female nature from there as well. You guys that send me topics and donations also do work for me by writing and coming up with something for me to discuss. But with Tim, he's got to choose which stories are going to be popular and which ones won't. There's an art of picking the right story out there. So at this point, you're probably asking yourself, why the hell am I covering Tim Pool, the Beanie Bandit? Is it because of the social proof of him mentioning MGTOW on his show? Is it the proof that a single man could accomplish more than a married man ever could? Specifically when you look at the 100 million views that he gets on YouTube every month. I guess you'll all hear about it in just a sec. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection. Tim Patton has written 5 MGTOW books. MGTOW is Forever is the latest and is a great introduction to MGTOW. If you've been injured on the job and need help, disabled and unable to work is for you. MGTOW Building Wealth and Power helps you empower your finances. Masculinity is Our Future is about how the world sees masculinity as toxic and what it means to be a man. Finally, MGTOW Why I Cheat. When a woman named Marcia read this book, she wanted to scream out loud, why is MGTOW a real thing? Thanks for pushing your buttons, Tim. All 5 books can be found at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to Tim Pool getting married and having plenty of Beanie Babies, Clown World show. I can only speculate about his motives. Clearly he doesn't care about presenting himself the way the opposite sex wants him to. He seems to wear the exact same clothes every single day. I'm sure there's a closet full of the exact same shirts in there that he rotates in and out of. I heard that Einstein did that to save on mental processing power, so he didn't have to think about what he was going to wear each day. Most married guys get nagged so much that they can no longer think about what they're going to wear anymore, and therefore their wives end up dressing them up like Ken dolls. There's a lot of speculation out there that he's together with Lydia, his co-host, but she's said many times that Tim and herself are not an item. He's mentioned that he's looking for a woman, so clearly that's not her. But what if he's actually not looking for a woman and he's content being single and going his own way? But that he can't exactly tell everyone he's going his own way, or it's going to alienate a huge chunk of his fan base. They will say, aha, I knew it, Tim hates women. A female co-host like Lydia would make a great shield to guard against attacks from women claiming just that. If that's the case, then he's very smart implementing a policy like that, by hiring her. I would do the exact same thing because of the ambiguity of his working relationship with her keeps people guessing. He also mentions our place and we are going shopping, but I've never heard him say with who or when. It's kind of brilliant. If you think that your political views can cost you viewers, then you haven't seen anything until you come out of the MGTOW closet. You instantly turn half of the species against you thanks to female hunger preference, as well as half the men that are simps, cucks, and male feminists or white nationalists. I've also heard arguments from people throwing around statements that he's unattractive and that he's an incel with issues about being bald. Clearly that's not the case with his financial success, and he could attract many different women to himself if he wanted. I suspect that one of three things is going on with the beanie. It's possible that he's self-conscious about being follically challenged. Maybe it has something to do with his audience, and without the beanie, he looks much older than he really is. And it's like Patrick Stewart starring on Star Trek at the age of 50, when he took the role on as Jean-Luc Picard. It took him another 15 years for his age finally to catch up to the way he looked. With regards to Terrence Pop, I thought he was bald for the first year that I saw him on a show, until he showed up at the men's rights conference with a head of hair as thick as a forest of feminist pubic hairs. Tim Pool's beanie also could be a great disguise. If you were to see him in public without the beanie, you wouldn't recognize him. That's how he can go on camera while at the same time retaining his anonymity in the real world. The possible misdirection is that he makes people think he's insecure, but he's really not. Maybe he heard Warren Farrell say that a woman's strength is her facade of weakness, and now he's just emulating that. All he has to do is take off the beanie and put on a suit and tie, and he can blend into a crowd the way that a 400-pound woman blends into a slut walk parade. Looks to me like it's possibly pulled off the holy grail of what many MGTOW content creators actually want, to be able to show their face on camera but be unrecognizable in public. One guy took his beanie off and Tim mentioned to him that he received death threats and that there aren't any pictures of him online without the beanie. Pure genius. I guess I won't show you what he looks like because I want to keep him safe and sound. I know I'm exaggerating here, but Tim Pool is like the Hunter S. Thompson of our generation. Just like you couldn't separate Hunter from his hat, long cigar and glasses, you can't separate Tim from his beanie and his gray shirt. You get a case of man eyes and only recognize him in public if he's wearing that particular outfit. Otherwise, your brain doesn't recognize him. Of course, many women still will, and I actually had a girlfriend once that could recognize celebrities even if they were wearing sunglasses, scarves, and other such disguises. But the women aren't the ones that are going to get violent with you. So once again, well played, Tim. Well played. Tim's actually 35 years of age, and in 5 more years, the odds of him getting married drop down to around 9 or 10%. If he doesn't get married, then it looks as though he won't be having any of those beanie babies. If he's anything like myself, he's going to keep working past the age of 40 and keep putting out as much content as he can as long as possible. At some point, he'll realize he has the choice of either having a family and sacrificing the fame and fortune, or to keep working and see how big of a media organization he can create. I'm not going to lie, having an audience boosts your self-esteem and amplifies the person underneath. If you're a good person, it makes you even better. If you're a bad person, then it makes you a monster. Hopefully one day he'll tell everyone he's going his own way if it ever becomes socially acceptable. Until that time, I hope his audience keeps getting bigger and bigger. I've been following him for many years now. When he stopped making content for 3 or 4 days a few years ago, it was absolutely awful. I went through BWS, Beanie Withdrawal Syndrome. He cares enough to not want to see America fall into civil war, and I think he's going to give Joe Rogan a run for his money, if YouTube stops throttling him down. I just know you won't become that prolific of a content creator if you're in a relationship. He's a no-bullshit kind of guy that wants to go far in life, and to go far you have to travel alone. Maybe that's why he also bought his bug-out van. Anyways, for the last part of this video, I want to briefly share some MGTOW quotes from the MGTOW forum called goingyourownway.com. I'm promoting it as an alternative to the Reddit one that was taken down. The first quote is from Steve Martin, and he says, "I believe that sex is one of the most beautiful, natural, wholesome things that money can buy." The second one is from Rod Stewart, and he says, "Instead of getting married again, I'm going to find a woman I don't like and just give her a house." The third one is from Felix Dennis, and he says, "My rule is, if it flies, floats, or fornicates, rent it. It's cheaper in the long run." The last quote is from Louis C.K., and he says this, and I quote, "Here's the difference, to me, between boys and girls. Boys mess things up. Girls are messed up. That's the difference. Boys just do damage to your house that you can measure in dollars, like a hurricane. Girls, like, leave scars on your psyche that you end up finding later, like a genocide or an atrocity. That's the difference between boys and girls, and it becomes the difference between men and women, really. A man will, like, steal your car and burn your house down, or beat the poop right out of you, but a woman will ruin your entire life. Do you see the difference? Like, a man can cut your arm off and throw it in a river, but he'll leave you as a human being intact. He won't mess with who you are. Women are non-violent, but they will shit inside your heart." Unquote. So if I haven't sold you on goingyourownway.com with those quotes, then I don't believe I ever will. As for Tim, maybe he's going to go there to start looking for daily doses of MGTOW stories, if indeed he's going his own way. The really sad thing is, there would probably be dozens of famous guys coming forward and telling everyone that they aren't interested in having relationships, and instead choose to focus on their careers, if society didn't treat them so poorly. But society would ostracize them, unlike women who are stunning and brave if they choose to do the same. I think Tim falls into the whole Michael Jackson trap, in that he provides so much value for people listening to him that they won't criticize him for any questionable beliefs or behaviors that he has. That's what I believe. I watched a video of him threatening to knock some guy's teeth in who basically was harassing him, and the guy posted a video trying to make Tim look bad. But Tim comes across as just defending his person and his property against some asshole. It kind of reminds me of the time when the YouTuber Thunderfoot was under attack by some raving feminist that called his employer trying to get him fired. She mentioned that she was self-employed and there was nothing that they could do to fire her. Well, once Thunderfoot's fans found out who she was, they review-brigaded her husband's business on Yelp and cost her a lot of money. Thunderfoot never did anything wrong. His fanboys did all the work for him and she went nuts. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to behave yourself based on how you see fit and have the court of public opinion judge what is and what isn't appropriate. And no social justice warrior and BLM are not the public. They're only a tiny portion of it. I'm talking about society in general, and you shouldn't be afraid to be yourself. A good example of the court of public opinion turning on someone was former Governor Cuomo. His excuse for grabbing women by their head and kissing them on the cheek was that he was Italian, so it's okay. But of course no one bought the argument because sometimes he would also grab them by the pussy. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Charles for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Tim will be smashing babes in the back of his bug-out van, but if you see it rockin', don't come a-knockin'. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps lying leftists trying to ban Tim Pool from YouTube because he spreads the truth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.